RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I mean this with everything in my heart right now, with the blood pumping through. There's not too many things you can do because guys are who they are. Steph is incredible, and I feel like we got the ingredients to be wasting a special season by him. I know, Steiny, he ain't been there every game. You ask what we can do. You have a conversation with Jimmy Butler, who's almost getting $60 million, and say, Jimmy, I still think you got it in you. I know you got more in you. Steiny thinks it might be his age at 36, but the reality to me is – that's an uncomfortable situation or conversation because how he might react, but that would be my first start. Jimmy, you're playing and you think you're putting – you can do more. We think you can do more, and see what he says there. Because don't – I just will not let go of you're getting 55 M's. You're playing cool, but just watching it from afar, it's like he could do more. It's almost a compliment.
Look, I'm glad at least we brought Butler up. Rather than Kuminga, because Butler and Draymond cost the Warriors the game last night. Like, they were not good. Draymond was terrible.
Yeah, Draymond is
last night. And so that's where I got to put the blame first for last night, which I always will over role players.
Yep.
And Butler and this is the way I put it, Mark, and I get it. Like, Steph has played 18 of 27 games, and he's been very good in the 18 games, but there's 9 that he doesn't play. Okay. Butler and Draymond have not had good seasons. So Steph's been really good for 18 games, unavailable for 9. The other two guys have not been great. That's why you're 13 and 14.
Okay, so let me challenge you on something, because you've been saying something not just today. You've been saying this for months, and I don't think in theory you're wrong. I just don't know what the other side of the coin is. So earlier today, you flirted with the idea of blaming the fan base for accepting this strategy of going all in on 3 old players.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, right? I fully understand what you mean by that, where it's like, well, that was a fool's errand, and I'll still end up in, what was their other option?
No, I'm not.
I want to ask you that, or everybody.
Well, I mean,
that.
We got to go back like 3 years.
Nobody ever. I shouldn't say nobody. 99.9% of this fan base, and put me in it, would not have accepted, and I still would not have accepted to this day, anything that pushes this organization away from Steph Curry.
Yeah, and I'm right in that same line.
So okay. So and if that means, and I've had buddies say this directly to me. If this means that we're just a mediocre team as we ride out his career, I'm okay with it. I've had people, I know that's an opinion that a lot of people hold.
Said it to this man.
But nobody's okay with it right now, right? We're not okay with 13 and 14.
Not okay with 13 and 14 in a vacuum, but I'm still okay with Steph Curry being the center of their universe. I don't know what else they could have done.
I don't know. This isn't, to me, it's not about Steph not being center of their universe. It's just
the pain of it getting wasted. Steph balling, and it looks like it's going to waste.
I mean, there's a lot of stars who are going to waste around the league. You know what I mean?
But like, we're in the Bay talking about Steph and the Warriors.
Right. That's why I don't feel sorry for him or like we owe him something.
They're not wasting his prime, Goo. He's 37.
Averaging 30 a game. Yeah. I'm just saying this season.
No, but I don't know anyone else who's 37 and you'd be like, woof, like he's being wasted. He's 37. He's not supposed to be winning the championship right now. You know, like have LeBron's last few years been wasted?
No, he's had a chance, and that's the Warriors did too. Yeah,
hey, if he had stayed healthy last year, in theory, they would have had the shot that he asked for.
But the goal, keep in mind, they were worse last year for a longer period of time. Like they were under 500
before
50
Jimmy,
games
yeah,
into the Jimmy year came. Last year. They're
Jimmy
only 27 games into the season right now.
Yeah, the thing that has me scratching my head is the Jimmy factor, and of all the people who are deteriorating, like Steph. No, I mean, Steph is still 92% of what Steph was at his peak. Draymond, yeah, you can see it. And I don't know if it's the lazy passes or the defense that's not quite as good. But Jimmy Butler, like it used to be, all right, we need a bucket, go to Jimmy in the block, and Jimmy could get it. He's getting his shot blocked a lot more. He can't, like, get the wiggle and shake people anymore.
He's 36.
He still gets to the foul line, but it's one thing when you are an undersized, old, not athletic team, but if Jimmy Butler could still do like Jimmy things and get you 25, but he's not. Jimmy Butler is having a real hard time in ISO ball, and if you don't have him as an ISO player, the only other guy you have who can ISO, you don't play. So now you're going to be dribble, dribble, pass, screen. Oh, I hope Quentin makes it. I hope Buddy gets hot. Okay, Moses, go ahead and wake up. And so you're in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble, this Warrior team.
Victory Monday.
Yep.
10 wins, man.
Why don't you speak on it as the president of Brockistan? And I think you might have put that on Twitter or our show thread, like, yeah, all you ride the hot hand people, where are you now?
I didn't quite. I said, but the tweet was, I'm old enough to remember.
Somehow somebody tweeted that at me.
This was Mac Jones' team or something.
Speaking of personal, you took that as a shot at you.
No, not at all.
Thank goodness.
You tweeted Stiney back and I'm like, crap. No, I thought it was funny. I had to give you some love.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember that some of you want to do ride the hot hand.
Willard, what? Where I was coming for real quick here is you are in my dibs. You are too. So honey, you're in there. My top five of fathers. The streets had been talking.
I don't know if I deserve
and Friday that. Show that you had said you'd rather watch a Niner game than your kid's game. And I got that this
That's
Monday.
Not what I said.
And
That's not what I said.
And then when I found That's out that you didn't say that, if your kid wasn't playing, no, I said, that's my mark. That's the Willard I know.
Now, I
get that.
It does depend. It does depend because, and I
But
was
if Judas pitching or golfing.
Yeah, but I mean. The Niner game,
it's got to be taped.
The Niner game is it's our job. I can't.
But you can tape it and run from the phone.
And I have a rule against that because I mean this now. This may sound like you want to call me a bad parent, call me a bad parent.
That's first a couple of notches first of all, slip.
The kids have about 8 games every weekend. If you only make 6 of them, I don't think that makes you a bad parent. Second of all, like Dibs and I will watch a 49er game in a very, very different way.
Right, right.
Dibs will watch 2-3 times. He's got
Love
notes.
It.
I think it's very important for the job that I do to watch the game once and watch it live because we are here speaking to the fans.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can fully get the fan experience if you're not watching it live. Like that's... there's no way I'm going to watch this thing at 10 o'clock at night. And by the way, I have to be ready also. Yeah. I got a show at 5 o'clock after the 49er game. Yeah. Like
I'm mad at your formula.
It is part of. So anyway, he had two games on Sunday. I went to one. I went to one, and he got a ride home from the second one.
I was a little shocked, dude.
Yeah. It's the way that goes. I mean, you know what? As a parent, and all four of us in the room have three kids apiece, and I think I'm the only one with a three-year-old, so there are times when the three-year-old is, you know, demanding certain things, and I can either have her drive me up the wall, or we can go ahead and, you know, press pause and go out for an hour. Pause.
There you go.
And we'll come back and, you know, we'll watch it, and then we'll watch it again in the morning. And I watched it again today. And my big takeaway the second time through was, my God, Brock Purdy, anybody who wants to complain about $53 million a year, just put on the tape. There was the fumble that was, I mean, maybe it was his. I mean,
yeah, I didn't think it was, but go ahead.
The O-line got beat, and there was that. And then think about all the other plays, the scrambles,
the rollout,
the sneaks,
to Pearsall.
The rollout to Pearsall, the throw to Kittle, the jump pass to Kittle, the smiles. This dude is in his bag, and I don't want to hear another word about turf toe ever again because the toe is fine.
No, he was running.
The toe is fine. He got over it, and yeah, it can always happen again. Yeah. You never know, and injuries happen, but Brock Purdy, my God, what a performance. And yes, so Tennessee, worst team in football, fine. You only play who you're scheduled to play, and he was awesome yesterday, I thought.
Mac Jones did a great job this year, and the season was saved because of him in many, many ways. But, I do hope, and I'll be wrong, because, like, this is not the first time this has happened, but just like the next time Brock gets hurt, like,
put some respect on his name.
Just try not to forget what the guy can do, for crying out loud. Like, good Lord.
Now, his resume was heavy, man.
Seriously. Yeah. His resume. And, oh, by the way, for those of you who love to point to last year and you don't believe in Super Bowl hangovers for the Super Bowl loser, I'm sorry. How are things going for the Chiefs again?
You tell us where. I'll pull up. I'm ready. I got my portion.
It's interesting. The Chiefs have the same number of wins that the Niners got last year.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Boy. Huh. Poor Mahomes.
Yeah. You hate Poor to say
that. That affects next year, him and Micah.
Sure.
Oh,
for
that
sure.
Got it.
Pandy, I already texted with Pandy on Mahomes.
See, Bosa was early.
And he's a maybe for week one. Maybe for week one.
All right.
And today the news came out that there's no other damage, just ACL.
Oh, there isn't. Okay.
Yeah.
It was a clean tear.
Yeah.
And
maybe week one.
Yeah. I'll leave you guys with this. I'm just looking at it. What is Ayuk doing? I don't know if you see.
Ruining his career.
He's leaving.
Is he crashing out? Like, that's what I'm seeing. Like, this ain't the card to play or cards to play.
Well, the cards have already been played.
You got career left.
Right, and so maybe he'll try and go out
that's
there.
That's what I'm having. I'm trying to wave my hands. Like, be careful.
Like, have we not watched NFL flameouts? Like, who do
Why
this?
How do I feel? I'm
do you know what I mean?
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
It sucks. What
are you doing?
And what were they doing last year? What were the Niners doing? Kyle, go back downstairs. He'd be a Steeler right now.
Man.
You'd have another young player or two.
Steiny,
possibly.
Which was more botched? The Warriors with Kuminga or the Niners with
Ayuk?
Oh,
this ought to be good.
That's a fun one.
Before you go.
I'm going to give this question the attention it deserves.
Thank you.
Okay, Steiny is putting his forehead on the microphone.
I think it's rather easy.
The bag is on the shoulder of the Jaguars.
I'd like to say Ayuk's a bigger deal because he delivered more than Kuminga has in his short stay.
And getting paid more.
Though, Ayuk was the guy who's really pushed this to, I want to get out of here. Kuminga hasn't done that. The Warriors have just kind of botched it. Ayuk became a disgruntled player. And the Warriors, I think the Warriors really messed this up with Kuminga. So what was the final question?
Which one was more botched? Yeah. This is giving me
the
PTSD.
The Warriors have botched this more as a team than the Niners.
I love it. Okay. Man.
That's what I believe.
888-957-9570.
Yeah, we can use that tomorrow. Yeah, we have already.
Where will we take calls, Mark?
We're going to take them right here on 95.7, The Game.
be the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's start a new week. Let's do this. Here we go. 888-957-9570. Seriously, I'm pissed.
Well, I mean,
I honestly, that wasn't perfect.
One question.
Go ahead.
What are we doing today? Are we doing Victory Monday or are we doing Manic Monday?
Both.
Okay. Like, both. And which one hits you more? Because I thought about it as I actually watched both games again this morning.
This morning?
Well, because I had to rewatch the Warrior game because I was, you know, in and out, and it's bath time and all the rest of it. And so I watched that again and I got angrier about that game than I was last night. And I actually got happier about the Niner game than I was yesterday.
They were really good on offense.
Oh,
they
were
really, really, really good.
And the defense was
fine. You get a 3-touchdown lead, and sometimes people start drinking Mai Tais.
Yep.
I get it.
So I just was wondering, like, what hits you more? Because you're a very positive guy.
Well,
one of the most positive people I've ever met.
And yet
you come in on this Monday, and it should be a Victory Monday. But it feels more like a misery Monday.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at.
Right.
That's why I'm pissed. I feel like the positivity is being robbed. It's Victory Monday.
Right. They're 10-4.
The Niners can clinch a playoff spot next Monday night, and they're playing a grandpa at quarterback.
Literally.
We're in the middle of the holidays. This is playoff fever. There are three teams in the division with double-digit wins. And the other two play each other in 72 hours. So that's what hits me more. But I also, like, I get it. We have a job to do. And I understand that what kind of guides people's thoughts sometimes is a little bit more the frustration as opposed to the laid back joy of, yay, you beat the Titans by double digits. I get it. And there's plenty of that. I'm not saying that I did the same thing y'all did. I just happened to do it while I was in the middle of doing another radio show last night. But I had the Sunday Night Football on, I had the Warriors on, and I'm sitting here going, "Yeah, really? We're gonna Steph, you're gonna bust almost 50, and still you're gonna lose. This is ridiculous.
Yep,
this is ridiculous. So I'm with you. I'm with you, but I'm pissed." Like, I'm not going to run from that. I'm ticked because
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
49ers are in the middle of something that is unlikely and inspiring. And in many ways, they are what the Warriors are not this year. They have been dealt blows. They have an old core. They have dealt with injury. And they're not complaining. And they're not making stuff up about schedules and travel. And they went 14 weeks without a bye. The last team in the NFL to get a bye week. I don't hear them talk about travel. And again, I grant what the Warriors have complained about as real. I understand. But then again, challenges in life are part of the deal. It's part of the deal. And so the 49ers have dealt with all kinds of adversity, and they're 10-4. I would argue the Warriors have dealt with probably a little bit less adversity, and they're 13-14.
Yep. Yeah, and that was my thing coming out of that early schedule with all the road games and all the cities and all the travel and all the rest of it. And I actually said this to you because you did a thing where I don't know if it was excuse or reality. I don't know if I have the terms actually right, but we did a whole thing about, like, what is this? Is it an excuse or is it the reality of what they're going through? And I said the schedule to me is dependent on what you do after the fact.
Well, and, here we are.
Well, and what they've done after the fact, to me, makes it feel like an excuse because you came back with a pretty nice schedule. You haven't had a lot of tight spots, no back-to-backs, a trip to Portland. You had 4 days off this week, and yet you've gone out there and you've laid egg after egg. You're like an overactive hen right now with all the eggs you're laying.
Do you remember the whole the Steve Kerr thing at the beginning of the year about win the week?
Yep.
Let's just win each week. Well, all right. You didn't win that week. You went 0-2.
Yep.
You had 2 games in 7 days. You had a 4-day break and a home game against a team without its best player. And then you had another day off and you went to go play a young team that clearly gives you problems. And now what do you get? You get another gargantuan break, another 3 days off, and then you get home-and-home games against the same team Thursday and Saturday, the Phoenix Suns, who are fine. They're better than I thought they'd be, but yep. they're nothing better than okay. Dylan Brooks should leave the league. I don't know if anybody saw that last night. This guy, the fact... Anybody who puts Draymond Green and Dylan Brooks in the same sentence, I got issue with you. Draymond is a major irritant. He is a major irritant. Dylan Brooks, I don't know what the hell he is doing with his whole career and situation. I don't know what that approach is.
He's playing football.
I don't know what he's doing.
Yep.
So anyway, you get to see him twice this week. And so yeah, now you're fully rested. And you're 0-2.
I mean, and you're 0-2, and even before that, you had, you know, Portland, Utah, and Houston all at home after this awful road trip and this awful road schedule that, you know, really was taxing, and I get it, older team, doesn't even matter. The road schedule was brutal. You came home, you lose to Portland, which is what you do. You're 0-3 against Portland. Thank God you only have them one more time on the schedule, but you beat Utah, you lose to Houston, You beat a hapless New Orleans, then you've lost 4 of 6 since then.
By the way, you all know how much we love Bob Fitzgerald on this show, but we have arrived back. It's almost like Christmas. It comes once a year at least. We're back at Bob Fitzgerald is blown away by how well the other team is shooting tonight.
Yep, I saw that.
Y'all noticed that? Here we are again. Bob's blown away again by the crazy percentage the other team's shooting that they don't do against anyone else. I love Bob. I'll tell him next time he comes on with us. Bob, you do realize that's not a coinkydink, right? Like, that's not just happenstance. Why is it that the other team always shoots so well? I don't know. It might be that Jeremy Grant has a quarter of the floor to himself. That might have something to do with it. And then even when the Warriors notice that Jeremy Grant has a quarter of the court to himself, they see it. They see the ball headed there. It's as if they're too tired to do anything about it.
Mm.
They're just like, well, our rotation is late. Let's hope he missed. Oh, my God, he didn't miss again.
Nope.
That's so wild. Have you ever, anybody ever been to a park with an NBA player and watched them shoot when nobody's guarding them? The ball goes in.
Almost all the time.
Every single time. Anybody going to a Warrior game early and watch Steph warm up? The ball goes in almost every single time.
Because they're not being guarded.
Correct.
Right. And I'm going to look at all the threes they took last night, but just watching it again this morning, it felt like about half of them were either unguarded or like not challenged. And just looking at Portland, they're in the bottom three in three-point percentage. They're shooting 33.5. Their best game in the year was last night, 51.3 from three. Their second best was at home against the Warriors, 47.1.
You don't say!
And then their 10th best was actually at Golden State when they still won the game, shooting 35.6. So the top two are against the Warriors, and then number 10 of 26. So three of the top 10.
Three of the top 10, including the
numbers
top two.
One and two against the Warriors.
What a coincidence.
Man, maybe they just liked the color of the Warriors' uniforms.
Which is different every night also.
And maybe
is it blue, brown, white, or black that they really enjoy?
You just never know. Probably all of the above.
Okay.
I think what they enjoy is what you talked about, which is being able to get the ball, look at the rim, and not have another grown human being with their hand in your way.
Or if somebody does run at you, it turns out they're shorter than you.
And there was a couple of these last night, and Pods actually played great. He might have played the second best of all the Warriors, but there was at least one time, if not two, where he closes out on a three-point shooter at full speed, like Malik Mustafa. A little bit of Mustafa in his game, and like, boop, little pump fake, and there goes Pods.
There he goes.
Now we've got an open three. Whap.
Yep. I mean, just incredibly, incredibly discouraging to watch, and it's not the only time this year, to watch Steph Curry play like that and have it come in a loss.
First time in his career, he made 12 or more threes, and they lost.
Yeah.
That's the first.
That's a huge, huge red flag.
And he has, obviously. I think, five of the, I think there's 12 incidents all time of somebody making 12 or more threes. He's got five of them, and they're now 4-1 in those games. And that's the one.
Hmm.
That's what hurts. I mean, a lot of things hurt, but that's one thing I looked at last night. Like, I wonder if this has happened before to anybody, the chef or Clay, who actually has the record of 14 threes in a game. But yeah, first time for Steph.
Steve Kerr sounded without answer last night. I'm well aware that today is an angry Steve Kerr day. There's a lot of anger at Steve Kerr. That's fine. I mean, coaching or construction? What do you think's happening?
Yep.
Coaching or construction?
I think it's probably 70-30 construction. I do think that coaching, and I don't want to have all roads lead to Kuminga because we had our show thread earlier, and you and Lucas are both not that interested in it.
We can make it a category of its own, coaching or construction or Kuminga.
Yeah, I do think that it's more construction than it is coaching, and Kuminga is a Pandora's box of emotion, but I look at last night's game, you've got a team you're facing that's young and athletic, and he can't play. My big question is why? And it's got to be more than just...
But he's answered that. I guess here's the reason why I would like to join Steiny in the, like, I'm just super, for now at least, I'm done with Kuminga being the linchpin of the conversation, because you've seen it with him and you've seen it without him, and it's the same damn thing. So, I like, and if that is enough for you to criticize and be like, no, then he should be playing and developing, great. I hear you. That'd be fine. Play him. Play him. It does, like, I honestly, it does not change anything. So if we want to go side soap opera and scratch our heads about why that situation is where it is, that's fine. I don't know either. I don't know why it is the way it is. I don't know. What I do know is it doesn't make a damn difference. We spend more time in this market talking about Jags than any place I've ever seen in my life.
Just a guy?
All of them are.
Right. Well, and that, honestly, if you want to talk about coaching or construction, yeah.
Pods,
outside of
Moody,
Steph,
yeah, like,
they're all just the guys. Yeah. So
888-957-9570. Victory Monday's been ruined. No, we do. We got some Niner stuff for you, and Kyle's going to talk in a half hour. But for now, is this a coaching problem? Is this a construction problem? 888-957-9570. We want your calls all afternoon. That's what we're doing today. We're sponsored by Berea Fast Track. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Right down Broadway goes up. Bounce pass to Melton. Pope goes into a three. It's going to be no good. And the rebound knocked away from Sissoko by Draymond. Pajemski to Curry. Steps to his left and buries a three above the break. Everybody stunned watching this. Warrior fans celebrating here in Portland. Warriors up two, 129 to 127. Curry putting on a show. He's got 48 points.
Dub Nation, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. And you never know when I'll be on the River Islands guest line. So make sure to keep it locked on 95.7 The Game.
Probably not today, though.
I mean, off of 48, why not?
Choker. What's up with that layup at the end, dog?
Seriously.
Are you allergic to 50 or something?
What have you done for us lately,
man,
Steph?
Wow. That would be, if we wanted to, like, Skip Bayless the show, that would, or like Nick Wright, the whole, I can't believe he missed the layup. What a choke job.
Not a closer. I mean, great for the first 47 minutes of a game, but what does that even matter anymore, Chef?
I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to sprinkle in crap so that you can't get all, like, warrior angry for the entire day. I don't mean you. I just mean a person. Since Steve Mariucci left, the 49ers have 8 10-win seasons. This is one of them.
Yep.
And Kyle Shanahan owns 5 of the 8. And this one probably has to be, from an injury perspective, the most unlikely. Is that fair? I know the schedule.
Schedule, Sam.
Schedule, well,
I'd have to look at all his 10-win years.
Schedule, breaks your way a little bit, but
a lot of it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
Well,
you know what I mean? I don't want to be
the negative guy here, because what you're saying is awesome.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Some in their 10-4. So I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I mean, 10-4, of course, schedule Ooh, Sam.
Look around the league. Look around the league and look how hard it is to win 10 games. And you play in a division that has 3 double-digit win teams with 3 weeks to go. So how, like, yes, you're playing a last-place schedule. Yes. That is correct.
And you're playing the two Souths as well.
The South in the AFC turns out to be damn good. Scott, what do you mean, eh?
I mean, you're going to face a 45-year-old grandpa on Monday Night Football.
That's one way that turned, but they're 8-6, and the Jags and Texans both look like contenders in the AFC.
I guess. I'm still waiting on the Jags.
I know you lost both those games, which is that's a fair retort.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the other South, the NFC South is kind of a joke, yet you lost to Tampa.
What are we going to do with that division? It's one thing. Listen, everything twists and turns. The Seattle Seahawks one time won the NFC West with a 7-9 record. We all remember it. Beast mode, the whole thing. But, like, you don't get to do this 3 or 4 years in a row, NFC South. Will someone stand up, for God's sakes? Somebody in that division, will you just, like, right yourselves and be better and try to win 10 games. Stop trying to win 9 games so that you can host a playoff game that you might win, you might not, and then that's it. The whole division is just a waste. It's a total waste.
Tampa won 10 last year and won the division.
Yeah.
And then the year before they won 9 and won the division.
And won a playoff game.
And the year before that they won 8 and won the division.
Exactly.
So they are 27-24 over the last 3, not including this one where they're 7-7 and they're going to win the division.
They might. They play the Panthers this weekend.
They play them twice.
Yep.
And
yep.
Whatever. So, I mean, my fix would be if you have a better record, you host the playoff game, but the league doesn't want to do that. The league wants to value winning a division,
and I get
even
it,
though this division is kind of a joke.
I thought maybe there'd be another way, because like a wild card team could be really awesome. You know, like last year, the Vikings were a wild card team with, I think, 14 wins or something like that.
Yep.
Should they have to go on the road? I would argue this. If you're going to win a division, if you want to host that game, you better be a double digit. You have to double digit win. I'm fine if they've won 11 and you won 10. Yes, you host. If you won 8, bleep you. Get out of our way. You're on the road. Anyway.
Yeah, Minnesota 14-3. They had to travel to
wild
LA.
Card.
Yeah, I mean, not only lost. Wild card, but yeah, you got to go to LA.
Yeah, they got beat.
Yep.
All right, 888-957-9570. And now all of everybody's warrior whining. We can get back to that. This is the one that really gets you, okay? Because, like, you're all ticked off today. Everybody's all ticked off today. Guess who else is? Steve Kerr also ticked off today. And maybe you're ticked at Steve Maybe Steve is ticked at Steve. You know, he said, I've done a bad job. But listen, this is the one to me that is very important to hear if you want to talk roster construction versus roster coaching. Listen to Steve last night when asked about last night's lineup.
Is this starting lineup, the one that started tonight, is this a group you're going to give some runway to?
I have no idea. I mean, honestly, it's we've had so many guys in and out of the lineup. You know, we'll see if we can, you know, stay healthy, then, you know, maybe this is the way we go. But we would like to build some consistency. We just haven't been able to this point.
All right. I would like to take Steve Kerr's energy into something that happens to me every November. Okay? This is how it goes. My mom, bless her heart, 80-some-odd years old, and she wants that Christmas list. I mean, honestly, she'd like it in October. If she had her way, she would be done before anybody's even made their Thanksgiving plans, let alone Christmas. And I'm not talking about my list. I'm 50. But she wants my kids' lists, and she wants them on, like, November 4th. And the kids, they don't respond. They don't get their act together because they're kids. And so Steve right now sounds the same way I sound when my mom asks me for the 17th time, what do the kids want for Christmas? I have no idea. I honestly, we've tried everything. I've threatened them.
I have no idea.
I've sat down next to them with a piece of paper. I've showed them pictures of you and said, this old lady, really, she wants you to respond to her. She helped make you. She made me. Like, she needs you to help her. She just wants to click on something on Amazon.
Right.
That's all she wants. And they're like, okay, I'll go do it right now. And then 8 days later, so that's where I'm at. I'm with Steve.
I have no idea.
Mom, I don't know. I'm out of ideas.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm out.
Just do a gift card, whatever. And for Steve, he has no idea because, and you and I talk about this a lot on this show about Steve Kerr. He doesn't know who's going to go in there and play well. And right now, with all of the lack of health and the lack of continuity and really the lack of consistency from anybody, how is he supposed to know who's going to play well? He would love to have 10 guys he could go, you know what? You. And right now, he's got Steph and Jimmy and Draymond that he's going to play no matter what, come hell or high water, even though Draymond had 8 turnovers and Jimmy was 3 of 11, they're going to play,
sure.
And we get that. So players 4 through 14 or 15, he has no idea.
I mean, I can take you a step further. When you're like, he has no idea who's going to play well, there are a lot of nights where he has no idea who's going to play.
Right.
Period.
Well, he knows who's going to play because he decides.
No. I'm talking about, like, from a health standpoint.
Oh, sure.
From a health standpoint. You know, like, is Jimmy's back good? Is Steph's leg good? Is Draymond's everything good? We had a situation with Kuminga for a little while where he sounded ticked off about not knowing. Like, yep, I think Jonathan's going to be back on Wednesday. And then the following Wednesday, he still wasn't back. And then he stopped playing him entirely. Al Horford has become a rumor at this point, not a mid-level exception.
Right.
He's a rumor. I mean, he's a travel secretary. He's with you on the flight. I don't know what he's doing there.
Yep, not playing.
Why did he go? I actually didn't even look. Did he go to Portland?
I have no idea.
Why?
I have no idea.
All right. Victory Monday. Let's go to Trevor in Roanoke Park. Hi, Trevor. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
So, my thought is this, that every time you put together, when a team is lucky enough to put together a dynasty like what the Warriors have done, the check always comes, right? At the end, the bill always comes. And it feels like a lot of that is happening right now. There's only so much money you have to go out and get a guy right now or a couple of guys that can support Curry. The ones that they've gambled on haven't been consistent, haven't really worked so far. But you could see it even in the off season. You see these guys that are out there that you like the Warriors to go try to make a move for. They just don't have the assets or the financial capability to do it. Maybe because they're waiting to have that money to go get another superstar after Curry or whatever the case is, we know they don't have a lot to play with. So the coaching, yeah, I think Kerr could make better decisions along the way this year. I'm sure we've seen a lot of situations where Kerr makes calls that don't make a lot of sense to us. And then there's just not a lot there to play with in the first place. So it's more than one thing. It's a few things.
No question about it. Hey, Trevor, thanks. Can I this goes with what Trevor's saying. So I'd like to read this now. Can I read this to everybody? I sent this to you a few minutes ago, but I want to read it to our whole audience. All right, quote, "I would hope our young players take yet another leap. I get very upset when I read all this crap on the internet, these comments by people, you know, this guy's crap, that guy's crap, the drafts were terrible. Bullshit.
Oh.
Our drafts were not bad at all. These guys are very young. They've had to fit into a very difficult situation with experienced players. It's not like they can just go out there and put up numbers. So I think we've drafted very well. We've got some good young players." End quote. May 2025.
Delusional.
Joe Lacob.
That Joe Lacob?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to retract my last comment about delusion. I think you're right, Joe. I like the pick, and I like the player.
Said that in May.
Delusional. James Wiseman, bad pick. Bad player, good guy. Hi, this is James Wiseman.
I actually don't even know James. He seems like
either.
A nice young man.
Kuminga, it's TBD. I still think it's to be determined. And Moses Moody, man, he's in a little bit of a struggle this year.
Yeah.
And miss me with, like, pods is not, he's outside the lottery. And he's actually been as a number 19 pick. He's been fine. He's kind of played up to billing, I think, as a 19th pick.
But they're all just dudes.
Right.
They're all just guys.
So yeah. You have a team of, you have a superstar, you've got a former superstar in Jimmy Butler, and you've got a unbelievably unique Hall of Famer in Draymond Green, and then you've got 12 other human beings who wear uniforms and play basketball.
Yeah, like the next most excited I am about a guy is D'Anthony Melton. But it's early and he's still recovering and working his way back to minutes. I think he's an actual, like, that's a player that I think eventually a team could rely on as a very important piece, a starter or first off of the bench, high minute guy. I like that to me, that's a dude. That's a dude. That's an NBA dude. But the rest, yeah. And I know what you mean by Kuminga, and I'll agree with you on it. Except for, I would adjust it a little bit. When you say TBD, I think you're talking about...
elsewhere.
You're talking about who he can be as an NBA player. I'll agree with you. It's not TBD on whether or not it was a bad pick. That's been determined. Bad pick.
For the Warriors, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, bad situation.
Correct.
And
sure.
Bad pick because the coach doesn't like to play him, and the system I don't think really fits him.
I would actually adjust that a little bit as well. He would have been a really good pick if you had followed your gut, Warriors. You should have traded him about 2 years ago.
Well.
You knew.
They knew,
You wouldn't listen to yourselves. And when I say you knew... I don't mean, don't get all excited and hot and bothered. Oh, here goes Willard ripping Kuminga again. This isn't his fault. But if you know that he doesn't fit what you want to do, and maybe that doesn't fit what he wants to do, if you know that, gosh, you got to do it early. You have to do it early. The rest of the league is super intrigued by this guy. And the salary wasn't much, but you could have paired other stuff with it. Right? We're going to do a Buddy Hield and a GP2, and you get Kuminga, and that's enough salary for you to send us maybe a vet that would have really worked out in a system. You could have done it. It's no different than Ayuk. You have got to strike the second you get a bad feeling in your belly. But the league is like, oh, but that's a player. Great. Deal.
Yep.
Right then.
And that's why I was asking Steiny, and you know, you and I shared it on the thread, like what was a bigger botch job, because... yeah, the Niners should have traded Ayuk to Pittsburgh for two picks, but instead, Kyle ran up the stairs and stopped the deal, and so Ayuk came back, and he was disgruntled wearing the wrong shorts, then he got hurt, and now he's going to walk, and you'll get nothing for him, other than a nice dead cap hit on the backside of that, which is always nice. So, yeah, they probably, if they really knew, and I have a feeling that Steve Kerr probably knew, but he's not the one who's making all the final calls. And so,
of course,
this is where the Joe Lacob comments do hit me some kind of way because, yeah, the Wiseman, the Kuminga, Moses Moody was at the end of the lottery, and I still think that he can be a serviceable, like, seventh or eighth man. If he's your eighth man, you're a good team. If he's your starting small forward, you're probably not going to be good enough.
A lot of people want to weigh in. 888-957-9570. We got a lot to say on this, but let's keep mixing everybody in here. Coach Hall in San Diego. Thank you for calling, Coach. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
Yeah.
I am not doing well. Thanks for asking. all my teams are losing. I'm a Notre Dame fan, and we got screwed out the playoffs, and the Warriors are just the Warriors. But to answer your question, I think it's 50-50. I think it's construction and it's players. I don't think the Warriors have the system for young players to come in and develop and thrive. We're just not patient enough, which is fair because we got Steph.
Yep.
But at the same time, if you look at Jimmy Butler, we're losing him. He looks uninspired, and he looks annoyed, and he's doing that Jimmy Butler thing. And we gave Draymond $100 million, and he's not worth $100 million. I don't know what we do at this point. We had the two timeline thing going, and one punch messed it all up. And we rewarded the player that messed it all up. So now we're stuck in between a rock and a hard place. And I don't even know if trading Kuminga is the right thing because we're going to lose regardless. No young player wants to come play here. No old player wants to come play here, unfortunately, from what everybody says on a podcast, whether it's a Paul George or DeMar DeRozan. Even a Giannis kind of gave us the middle finger. So I don't know what we do, but I'm going to keep rooting for him. Pray for me.
Prayers up. Thoughts and prayers, Coach Hall, San Diego. I think a lot of good points in there. The one point he made, though, with which I disagree, quote, we had the two timeline thing going. I think it's time for all of us to let that go. That was incorrect. I don't think it exists. The idea of that working is so, so maniacally improbable. I know everyone points to the Spurs, but I don't even think they were planning for it. It's not like they do. When did they draft Kawhi? Was he like 16th in the draft or something like that?
Right. That was not a second timeline. That was one player.
Right. And like, so the idea that as a strategy could work or was a good idea, no, absolutely not. And I know the Warriors will say that was a media concoction. And maybe it was. But bottom line is, there is, like, when you have, and this is part of the issue, when you have a Steph Curry, there is no redo. There's no second timeline. We don't get to do this again. Sorry. And it doesn't mean the Warriors will never win a ring again or never contending. That's not what I mean. But there's no, like, yeah, and then when he's done, we just roll it over and we got Jordan Poole. Like, come on. That's not – Jordan Poole was really good because he helped. He helped that group. That's still what you're looking for, but now you're looking for it 4 or 5 years later, and now they're almost 40 years old.
Right, and if you want to play that all the way out, and if James Wiseman would have worked and Jordan Poole would have not gotten punched and, you know, Kuminga would have popped better than he has and Moody would – even if Moody is what he has been – you'd have a hard time signing all these people, and you wouldn't have Jimmy Butler for sure, and I don't even know if you'd still have Draymond Green if you wanted to two-timeline it with a guy like Wiseman. If Wiseman was really a good player and the number two pick overall, he'd be making a lot more money, and Kuminga the same. So the reason why you have to do what you're doing now is because that other timeline didn't work. Wiseman flamed out, and Kuminga is now getting DNPs, and Jordan Poole is elsewhere, and so you had to pivot because of a number of different reasons. So the two timelines thing, it would have been hard to do to really keep everybody and still have these young guys now percolating for the future.
No doubt, which I think is an always fair response. Look, we're fans. The Warriors have a losing record. There's no problem with belly aching. I think that is part of what that's how we process what's going on. So there's no problem with belly aching. It is fair, though, for everybody who's screaming, whether it's coaching or roster construction, rotations, whatever R and C words you want to use, what really is it that you wanted them to do? That's my only answer that I can give you.
Right.
Is you could have traded Jonathan when you first knew that it wasn't feeling good to you. And whether that's the right or the wrong move, it's clearly what you ended up, it's where you are now. It's what you want to do. It's what you want to do.
Right.
And you could have done it when it mattered a lot more and when it would have had a larger impact.
It would have netted more. And yes. I think that they did try to trade him last year. They tried to get Kevin Durant as a part of a Kuminga trade. So they've tried to do it, and you wound up getting rid of Andrew Wiggins as a way to get Jimmy Butler. And so, yeah, you double down, you triple down on being an old team. And I do agree with you to an extent of you had no other choice. But then Al Horford, really? And I said it at the time,
that's a bad
before
look right
this
now.
Even was going to happen. It's like, come on, a guy who's clearly diminishing. So you're going to go from old to even older. And that's why I joked a couple weeks ago, just go get Chris Paul. He's a street free agent. Just go get Chris Paul and be the oldest team that's ever been formed.
Wait a minute. He's 40 and he's a guard?
And he's available.
Perfect.
Not F these picks, F these kids.
888-957-9570. I want to tell you, you know, when people do the whole, like, is it coaching or construction? It sort of feels like, are you more mad at Kerr or are you more mad at Dunleavy? And somehow I want to pivot to door number three.
You won't.
I will.
I'd like to hear this.
Well, my concern is actually at the ownership level.
Mm, speak on it.
Yeah. So
bury that guy.
Well, you already called him delusional. How much worse could it get?
A lot worse if you want to bring it with the new virality with our clips, right? I'll give you 30 seconds of just unmitigated Willard time.
Okay.
Bury him.
I get 30 seconds to talk all by myself?
It's rare.
Ooh, I don't get that a lot around here.
I'm in a good mood.
Okay. And yes, everybody who wants to weigh in, just stay right there. We're coming. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Can you feel the Monster Mondayness of all of this? Victory Monday. Boy, isn't it grand? We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, Willard and Dibs.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.